The NFL season is finally here, so make sure you're ready with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. It gives you the most live NFL games all in one place, exactly what you need to make your Sundays more magical. Sign up today at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Local and national games on YouTube TV, NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games, excludes digital-only games.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on 1st 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What time is it? It's Russell Wilson go time.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It is team number 3 that will employ him as a starting quarterback in a week 1. And this is it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
And it's Russ. It's Russ time.
Earlier on the show, Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Clarence Hill Jr. Still to come. QB consultant Jordan Palmer, actor O'Shea Jackson Jr., and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 2 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Great chat with Jordan Palmer in our green room. He'll be out here in about 15, 20 minutes time to chop it all up. Which quarterbacks in their new situations is he high on? What about the college football season that is beginning in earnest, starting tonight? Utah's out there on the field tonight. Lots going on in the college football world
Colorado
this weekend.
Tonight.
Colorado tonight as well, right? Prime is playing this eve. North Dakota State, correct?
Correct.
All right. So it's Prime versus Trey Lance's alma mater. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the show. We'll take some calls in a second. O'Shea Jackson Jr. making his way to our studio. He's a Rams fan, but he's as diehard a Laker fan as we know. He, like you, TJ, loves the world of wrestling
as well.
Yeah. So in terms of the Lakers, that's his favorite team. We might have him play the win-loss game for the first 17 games of the Lakers season.
I mean,
because we're having everybody play win-loss games of 17 games for the NFL, and there's a ton of people on hold who still want to do the win-loss game, and we'll get to you
that's
in a second.
But we know the outcome. He's going to be like the Miz. He's going to be like Karl Anthony Towns.
If they're 17-0, that would be great. There's no way, and I think he even knows that deep down, 17-0 ain't high.
Yeah, the Miz knew the Browns ain't going 17-0 either, and yet, you know. That's the beauty of the win-loss game.
The win-loss game and the beauty of it of doing it right now.
Right?
It's actually a possibility.
I know, right?
It could happen.
This is great. I do love it. we've got the NFC West predictions in our quiver as well. That's still to come here on the show. And there's news involving Tom Brady that I want to hit. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. We'll take those calls in a second. I've got a top 5 list, everybody. Everybody talks about burning questions, like, say, can Russell Wilson hit that fountain of youth, right? That sort of stuff. Can the Cowboys go all in and still win it?
Yeah, man.
Those are the ones, like, even my guy Harbaugh, can the Chargers be for real this year, right? These are questions that I think a lot of people are asking.
Big question.
I have 5 questions that are under the radar. The top 5 most under the radar burning questions entering this NFL season. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Rich's top 5.
All right, here we go. These, I believe, are burning questions that, if answered, can be difference makers for their teams entering the 2024 season and throughout. And nobody's really asking these questions.
All right, what do you got?
And we start with one that nobody's asking. This kid, in his college football career, looked so damn special over and over and over again. So special in terms of his playmaking, his physical prowess, his ability to affect first downs, touchdowns. You know where I'm going with this, I think, already. Because you and Sarah watched this guy dominate at Georgia. But he got hurt last year, and a lot of people have not seen Brock Bowers on a football field in some time. Number five is, how special can Brock Bowers be?
Good one.
He is dropping like a stone in every fantasy draft known to man. He could have been a top five pick if he didn't get hurt last year.
Agreed.
He is that special.
A lot of people thought Harbaugh was going to do it anyway.
And everyone is talking about the Raiders offense because of the quarterback spot being maybe less than. If this, and they got that Michael Mayer already at the tight end spot, they could have the best two tight end sets in football. How special can Brock Bowers be?
Yeah, and he's like a Kelsey tight end. You right. Split him out wide. You line him up in the slot. You put him in the backfield. He can do it all over the field.
Nobody talks about it.
Nobody's talking about it. And you're right. He is dropping in fantasy drafts.
I had my my draft last year, 25th year in my fantasy league. You know who my starting tight end is?
Who is?
Brock.
Oh, you had it last night? Yeah, you had the draft last night?
We did it in the barn. I knew you,
fantastic.
Knew you were wondering about.
Ashton?
Yeah, we were at Ashton's.
It's my favorite question to ask.
In the barn, yeah.
Number four.
Wait, did Ashton take Caleb Williams?
He did not get him.
All right, number four. Everybody's talking about C.J. Stroud. Can he take that major
a
step
lot of people
up?
Like him for MVP this year,
Jordan
man.
Love, can he in his second year being a starter be an MVP, right? Love. Just these are just for instances. Nobody's talking about Bryce Young. Nobody.
I mean, that's a fact.
Nobody's talking about Bryce Young, especially because, guess what? He didn't play a snap in the preseason. And if there's anybody that can kind of should get out there and with his new coach, we haven't seen it. We haven't seen a lick of it. And the first time we see Bryce Young since that highly disappointing rookie campaign will be in the Superdome against the Saints.
Don't love that opener for him.
Unless, as you pointed out in the Overreaction Monday pod, Canales did very well with Geno Smith in his last year in Seattle.
Yep.
Before Canales went and took the OC gig in Tampa and looked the way that Baker looked. Can he do that for this kid?
Canales magic.
You know, they got Xavier Leggett. Can he be one of those?
They got Deontay Johnson.
Right, Deontay Johnson.
Look, Adam Thielen caught 100 balls last year.
Thielen.
What will Bryce Young's second step look like?
No clue.
That is a burning question. No clue. Nobody's asking. That's under the radar. Number three.
Yeah, that's a good one, Rich.
There's a lot of people talking about Saquon. But I don't know if anybody's talking about Saquon like this burning question. Can Saquon overtake McCaffrey as the league's top all-everything back? Can he do that for Philadelphia?
Interesting.
Because let's not forget what Saquon did when Saquon was healthy and when Saquon was doing Saquon things for the Giants and McCaffrey was hurt with Carolina. At that time, you were asking, who's going to have the next great next 5 years in the NFL? You'd have taken Saquon over McCaffrey, wouldn't you?
Probably, yeah.
No one's talking about Saquon as the top all-everything back in the NFL. Stays healthy. In this offense, when everybody's looking out wide, everybody's looking at Jalen Hurts. Does he have the ball too? And Saquon's coming at you, coming out of the backfield, going on wheel routes, all sorts of opportunities for Kellen Moore to scheme him open, get all sorts of matchup problems for the defenses. Can Saquon overtake the top spot in the running back world from McCaffrey? Because he's got the game to do it.
Interesting.
And he's got the offense. It's easily the best offense he's played in ever, maybe.
Yeah, weapons everywhere.
I'm talking Penn State, too. Come on now. Number two. I'll just say it. Is everybody sleeping on Seattle? You're not, Chris.
Maybe.
You asked it in the Overreaction Monday pod again. See, you're giving me questions.
I love it.
For my top five most burning questions,
we're not
that
talking
are under
about
the radar.
And I said this on the podcast.
We are not.
Nobody's talking about him. It's all about Arizona being a sleeper team.
Correct.
It's the Rams and Stafford's back.
That's correct.
And the Cooper Kupp is healthy.
That's correct.
And it's the Niners are stacked. You know, they got a couple contract situations, but they're the favorites in the NFC again.
You're right. These are all
the Seahawks.
And Ryan Grubb is their new offensive coordinator. If he can bring Washington's stuff and scheme to Seattle. Just imagine DK Metcalf in the Rome Odunze role, right? Just to try and give people an idea of what it may look like, right? Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Kenneth Walker,
if DK Metcalf,
Zach Charbonnet
played for the Cowboys, he'd be the biggest star in the NFL.
I'm not pushing back on any of that. Defensively, there's a bunch of guys that you really haven't heard of that Mike Macdonald can get to play as one unit and start hit people in the mouth. But the most burning question under the radar entering the 2024 season, certainly in a division that we even say over and over and over again is the toughest in the NFL. And we're talking about Burrow coming back. What can that look like for Cincinnati? We spent all day yesterday talking about the Steelers quarterback decision with Russ and Justin Fields. And then there's the defending MVP of the NFL and Lamar Jackson. The most burning question under the radar entering 2024 is, will Deshaun Watson ever be elite again?
Bingo.
It has been forever and a day since we've seen elite Deshaun Watson for various reasons. Off the field, in the training room, the injury that he suffered in easily his best game as a Cleveland Brown, where he looked like the Deshaun Watson, elite Deshaun Watson in Baltimore. And then it's just like, oh yeah, Watson has an injured shoulder and maybe done for the year. And they're like, what? Because he didn't look that way in Baltimore. Can he be that guy for 17 games? Can he be the guy that once upon a time, what he got kicked in the face through his face mask and still scored a touchdown, yeah, right? Yeah, still put sick. Points on the board. Can he be that guy again? Because we haven't seen it in forever. And this Cleveland Browns team has a championship defense ready to roll at you. And they got a run game. I know Chubb is going to be missing the first four games, but he'll come back.
And Jerome Ford can play.
And Njoku can play. And Amari Cooper can play. And Jerry Judy's got a chip on his shoulder. I mean, it's kind of set with Stefanski dialing it up, too. But can this guy be elite again is the most under-the-radar burning question of 2023.
You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One more. It's a very simple question. Because, you know, Seattle, are we sleeping on them and all that business? And the Rams last year were a surprise team. You could say they were a sleeper team of last year.
I mean, I was leading the tank charges. It looked like they were.
Well, I mean, you were the one who received the letter from the awesome Kevin Demoff, the president of the Rams, basically saying, hey, you know, we made a lot of changes this year, so
please come to the game still.
I mean, it was like, that's the way it kind of read. Uh-huh. But unless they trust, and Sean McVay they trust, and they made the playoffs. And this year, they've got more upside. And I'm not just saying that because Kyren Williams is slated to be on the program and then Blake Corum in studio tomorrow.
Balake.
Here's the one more. Will the Rams play their way off the Brockman Del Tufo secondary ticket market? Will they be so good? Will they be so good?
What is this?
That you guys won't sell most of your tickets and actually go to the game and ask whose house is it?
Rams house.
Actually, if they're doing well, we make more money. See, Brockman.
Yeah, the conundrum.
You guys are. Now, the conundrum for Chris is, again, that he wants to upgrade his seats next year because Cage is becoming of an age where he can go to more games.
Yeah,
right
buddy.
Now, the last couple of years, Cage has been of the age of, like, let's just bring a Matchbox car.
Maybe sit on their lap and just let him
play with the seats that they go up and down and then feed him just chock full of, you know, chicken fingers and tenders and ketchup and keep him occupied.
Yep.
Not anymore.
Man. Now he wants to go to games. You want to improve your seats. You might have to bring, you know, a friend, all that stuff. How many games are you required to go to?
Got to go to at least three.
All right, there you go.
And they know.
But if the Rams are good enough, you might actually want to go to the games. Right. Heaven forbid, because that's what fans do. Is they root for their teams,
yeah, but they're not
and
fans,
then they get
Rich.
The season tickets, and then if the team does well, it causes you to want to see them in person more. Not fatten your wallets for the right to sell your tickets the opposing team's fans who are coming to Los Angeles or are living here.
I vet before I sell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we vet.
That isn't a relationship born out of love. It's a relationship predicated upon money. It's like Julia Roberts, Richard Gere, Pretty Woman. Like, they're not in love with those teams.
I don't like your one more. But I did have a follow-up point to Deshaun Watson.
It is?
Win-loss, not an accurate stat for a person, but do you know what his win-loss record was last year? Everyone thinks he hasn't been playing good football. Deshaun Watson was 5-1 last year. He played really good before he got injured.
I don't know about that. I mean, honestly.
Well, five and one, bro.
I mean, when he was healthy, he played well. There were times when he played and he wasn't healthy, which is a problem. Can he be healthy, available, and elite again? He's making...
Elite, that's the question.
This is why... Now the money that he's making, although fully guaranteed, is less than, right? But the amount of draft capital they coughed up for this guy.
A lot.
And again, draft capital doesn't mean anything if he plays elite.
Yeah.
But he hasn't. So we're still talking about the draft capital. But if he can do it, this Cleveland Browns team, there's a sky, and that's the limit.
Agreed.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's bring out Jordan Palmer. He is here in person. Let's chat with the QB Summit founder and coach, and he's got lots on his plate. Can't wait to chat with Jordan Palmer coming up. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash. That's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, radio audience will rejoin shortly. He's here, and I never know what to call you, Jordan Palmer, because you do so much. QB consultant, the QB Summit creator, founder, and now what do you have here that's to your left right here?
I brought you a little gift here.
What do you got?
We just launched Thread Performance. Okay. I spent a lot of time with a lot of young athletes.
Yes, sir.
Tens of thousands probably by now.
Okay.
And there is, that's actually for your boys, right? I know you're a tennis player. Right?
I got my daughter as well. Wow. You know, sports for emerging athletes. Yeah, so how old would you say this is?
It's like 14 to 22.
Okay.
You can take it. My 8-year-old takes it. But there's nothing on the market for young athletes that are chasing it and going after it. And we got three products. We got energy, we got strength, and then we've got just a daily, you mix this in the water, tastes also great with almond milk. And you just basically put everything, you did your job as a mom or a dad. You put everything in their body that they need that's really currently not in their diet. So we just launched it.
That's pretty cool. And how can people get on this program?
Just threadperformance.com. And we've got subscriptions. We're off to a hot start. And
that's terrific.
And it's been really fun. It just, I didn't set out to start a company. I just kept getting questions of what should I feed my kids? I didn't like my answers. So I did more research and fast forward, and we launched, and we're going to do big things.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously kids are as active as ever with youth sports, and you don't really think about diet.
Well, your son probably has like a private coach, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, takes lessons,
oh,
right?
Sure. Works he takes at lessons. It, right? Yes, correct.
Sleeps, drinks water. They do all the things,
right?
that's the thread everybody's missing is the nutrition part.
Like, no question about it.
The training's there.
And the working out and taking care of your body because, you know, you're just sitting there thinking, okay, mac and cheese.
The way that we develop young athletes has evolved. The way that we fuel them hasn't. So that's what we're doing.
I love it. Threadperformance.com for that. All right, fantastic. See, entrepreneur Jordan Palmer is here. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jordan Palmer is here on the program. We just talked about Thread Performance, your new business and company for getting emerging athletes healthy and keeping them healthy and keeping them fed and nutritious. And so let's talk about the throwing part of your world.
Yeah.
What did you think of the news today out of New England that it's Jacoby Brissett over Drake May week one? What's your two cents on that subject?
Well, without knowing what's happening in practice and retention of information and all of that, so I think it's the move. I think it's the move they planned on making. There's a lot of newness there. You got a new person making personnel decisions. You've got a new head coach. You've got a room full of new, all three quarterbacks are new.
Mm-hmm. Coordinators. And what's new is you actually call them coordinators.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I think when you have that much newness and you have a rookie, you know, when I do draft prep, I talk about newness. You're going to go into from college to pro and then everything's new. And so when you can remove some of that newness, like having somebody who has experience, like somebody who's been in tough spots, I think it's less about Drake May and more about Jacoby Brissett being the right guy right now. If you think about the situations Jacoby Brissett's been in, right? So he comes in, he learns New England's complicated offense early right out the bat. He goes in Indy when they're in a total transition time. He's the starter in Cleveland in the middle of Deshaun Watson's suspension, where everybody around the building all day long is talking about the quarterback who's also suspended and not playing right now, having to play through that. I just think if I had to pick a backup to be a starter who's been through the most, you know, chaotic situations, I think Jacoby's actually pretty high on that list.
Okay, so good move there, right? Bo Nix, does that surprise you that he's the week one starter in Denver?
It doesn't, and I don't know that the football world's going to realize how good Jarrett Stidham is, so that tells me a lot that he beat out Jarrett Stidham. I know Jarrett Stidham lit it up in practice, played well in preseason. Only time he started games, he's kind of gone off.
Yes.
Like he lit it up versus Kansas City and San Fran. But I just think Bo Nix was just so ready. And when you have a young guy, you're kind of asking this question of, is he ready to play at the potential of what we drafted him to be? Not 5 years down the road, but is he ready to play at that level? Or is the newness, is all the new stuff around him going to keep him from playing at that level that we saw him play in college? And I think part of it is the amount of starts that Bo's had, the most ever, right, in college.
61.
Part of it, though, is not a lot of these high picks have really dealt with adversity. A lot of these guys, Trevor Lawrence, for example, just kind of won a national championship as a true freshman and then had two great years to follow, right? Caleb Williams came off the bench in a historic deal at Oklahoma, transfers, wins the Heisman, and then has a really good, like, not a lot of them have really been through it. Bo Nix was on some bad Auburn teams and was blamed for a lot of it. I mean, his dad was played there. He grew up there. That's a lot of pressure. He's been like, he has failed before and then went to Oregon and succeeded. And so I think his context for what it takes to play franchise quarterback, which you have to go through that, I think he's got a lot of that. And then in terms of the player, if you think about what made Sean Payton in his time with Drew Brees, there's a lot of this, there's a lot of the same things there in Bo. And the quick decision maker, he's never been a stupid interception thrower.
Mm-hmm.
He's very settled. He's married. He's very mature, kind of like Drew always was, you know, Drew had four kids. The biggest difference is going to be Bo Nix is like an elite athlete. He's not fast for a quarterback. He's like fast. And so I get what Sean saw in him, and I absolutely get the decision to let's roll him out there right now and go.
Jordan Palmer here in person on the Rich Eisen Show. Which quarterback situations, which teams, you know, intrigue you, excite you? Your insight leads you to what? What are your spotlighting here entering the 2024 season?
Well, I'm really excited to see Sam Darnold, I think, finally in a good situation. Stats are stats, numbers are numbers, so you can't tweak it. But I think it's hard to argue. He's been in tough spot after tough spot after tough spot.
It's no tough.
Like kind of impossible to succeed type spots. And this last year, essentially redshirting, going to San Francisco, being for the first time in his career, and I'll go back to high school because I've known him since then. This last season was the first time he was in a locker room full of winners, led by a front office who's a bunch of winners. It wasn't like that in Carolina. It wasn't like that in New York. It honestly wasn't like that at USC or at San Clemente High School, right? So this was his first exposure to what winning looks like. And I've played on a lot of teams, and there are teams where you go in and it's not a bunch of winners. And I've been on teams where we got a chance to win it. And so I think that context last year, now enter a new locker room, Kevin O'Connell, some great pieces, obviously, in that huddle with him. And some coaches who've won, and I'm just excited to see him in that situation, and my expectations are really high.
Then what quantify him? What do you mean? What expectations are what? Like, you think this Vikings team can make the playoffs with Sam Darnold at the controls? Because that is definitely an outlier opinion.
Yeah, that would not be the problem, especially because the NFC North has just got real good real quick.
No question.
Real good real quick. And if you look at their schedule, it's tough. They're non-conference. I mean, they got the Jets. They got some really good games. But what do they need to do to win the playoff or to make the playoffs, right? So they've got to come in first or second in their division. And so when I look at the matchups there in that division and what Sam can create, Kevin O'Connell and Kirk Cousins had a lot of success together.
Yes, they did.
And Kevin O'Connell in his time with Matthew Stafford had a lot of success together. And even Jared Goff. The way I look at it is he hasn't really had somebody with this mobility. Sam is more on the upper end of mobility at quarterbacks. And so how does a creative mind like Kevin O'Connell use that mobility, and how do they create more opportunities for all these pass catchers? Because it's not just Justin Jefferson. They got Hawkinson coming back. They now add the piece of Aaron Jones. And so I think this is a playoff caliber team for sure. And I think Sam is put in a position here to make a run for, I know he doesn't have personal goal aspirations, but this is a comeback player of the year type setup heading into this year.
Wow. Hey man, last year you were like, when Burrow went down, you're like, don't sleep on the Bengals.
And I sound crazy sometimes, but I'm usually not wrong. And in fact, I got smoked one time on social media.
How so?
Because somebody from Sports Illustrated was doing an article on Bo Nix, and it was after his freshman year, I think. And
in Auburn?
At Auburn. Okay. And I was bullish on Bo Nix and the potential. And so somebody says, well, what's the ceiling? And I was misquoted a little bit, but they said, what's the ceiling? And I go, this is like a top 10 pick ceiling, which sounded bananas at the time. And so they put that on social media.
Oh, you came close, though.
I missed it by two. My bad. And they quoted me as saying number one pick. But and then just the comment section was hysterical. And it's like, I can't go back far enough to find that post. But I sound crazy at times, but I'm usually not wrong.
Well, I'll give you the same advice I give T.J. Jefferson, who's right behind you. Don't read the comment section.
Yeah.
Life is so much better when you don't read the comments.
I only it's read it when it's controversial because it's just funny to me.
So then the AFC team, you gave me an NFC team in the quarterback situation. You're like, okay, this can be better than people think. You got one in the AFC in that regard?
I mean, I'm excited to watch Joe Burrow play. If you think about his career so far, his rookie year was COVID. And so they had no offseason. He essentially met his team on Zoom, right? And then rushed together. Training camp was chaos for everybody, right? The season was weird. He's had an emergency appendectomy and missed all of training camp 2 years ago. He popped his calf last year in training camp, basically just kind of limped into week one. And this year he had the wrist, but through training camp, this is essentially the healthiest he's ever been heading into week one. The guy's played at an elite level every season that he's played. His season has either ended in the Super Bowl or hurt. Those are the two ways that he's ended his seasons. That's
right.
True.
Right. Unfortunately, hurt more than Super Bowl.
Yes.
But at least there's a Super Bowl.
I am excited to see what this looks like with two court receivers. I don't know what's going to happen with Jamar Chase here, but two receivers who are essentially in a contract year.
Yes.
So you're getting max effort, which was one of the reasons why I believe that Jake Browning was going to succeed.
Yes.
You aren't going to have anybody give up. So I am very excited to see what Joe Burrow does with this sort of wind in his sails heading into the season.
Okay. Jordan Palmer here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm going to, if you don't mind, go a little sports talk radio and throw a couple of headlines from the last week or two to get your thoughts on it. The first one is what Tua said about Brian Flores and what Mike McDaniel has done to throw an arm around him and the difference that that's made. You have an opinion on that and how you talk to a quarterback, you coach a quarterback? Is there an opinion you have on that subject matter, Jordan
Palmer? I was shocked that Tua was that candid. You know what I mean?
Well, he's been paid now, right?
No, for sure.
And I think that that is a sign of how he feels about, you know, that he's reached that milestone.
Yeah. I was surprised. I met Tua when he was like a sophomore in high school. I was just surprised that he was that candid. I don't fault him for anything that he said. I was just more surprised that he said it. Look, I think any quarterback, college or pro, will tell you, yeah, I like hard coaching, right? And some guys actually do. They prefer to just be told the truth, cut and dry. I just don't think anybody honestly likes negative coaching. I don't know anything that happened there outside of what Tua said.
Correct.
I just know Tua not to be a liar and not to be somebody who exaggerates situations or makes things about himself. I just never seen him do it once. He's just like selfless as they come. Part of that is Polynesian culture. It's not about him. It is about us in the group. So I was surprised that he said it, but I believe that that's whatever he said is exactly how it went down or exactly how he experienced it. But I think you can be hard on players on quarterbacks. But when you get onto the negative side, it's just the polar opposite of what I believe. And I spend a lot of time developing quarterbacks.
Yeah. So, I mean, you want to offer any pushback of that quarterbacks are kind of a wallflower and they need the love here?
Or? I don't think they need it. I think they need to, I try and as a coach, I can only speak from what I know. I try and move people towards something. So even if you're overstriding, which is a bad thing, you're overstriding, I wouldn't tell you to not overstride. I would tell you what to do to prevent the overstride. Right, it's always moving towards something. You want to stop doing this, start doing this. It will help you to stop doing that. So I like coaches. I have a lot of college and NFL clients. I like the coaches that are always moving them towards something, not reprimanding them or saying, here's the play. Don't throw a pick on it. Right. Don't like I don't want to create a vision for somebody doing something wrong. I want to move them towards something.
Do you know? I mean, how can you tell that somebody needs to have an arm thrown around him a little bit more than somebody else, right? I mean,
I think part of it, maybe McDaniels picked up on it when he got there, but I think the other part of it is that's McDaniels' style. I just think it was a great marriage. Whoever made the decision to hire Mike McDaniels, which was, you know, it's a first-time head coach, so there's a risk.
Right.
Whoever the group was that kind of stood on the table and said, let's go with this guy, man, they played Cupid because that has been a great, you know, match that's been made. And they've gotten the most out of Tua, and he's turned out to be not just a great quarterback developer. Right? He seems to be a great head coach, and everybody loves him.
And they're designing right in a way where it's perfect for him. Let's get speed off the charts everywhere. Let him process, know where he's got to go with it, and get rid of it accurately. Like that seems to be the way to go. And this team just needs to keep winning and getting the home field advantage because this is the style of play that, you know, would be better in 70-degree weather rather than sub-zero, you know?
I almost kind of don't care what Miami does the first 2 months because the whole conversation is going to be, can you do it in cold weather? That's been the conversation,
sure.
too. So
sure.
It's kind of like they're going to be fun to watch, but can they get over the hump with Buffalo and can they do it in the cold, I think, is going to define the 2025 season for the Dolphins.
Yeah, and by the way, week 2, first Thursday night game of the year on Prime Video is Dolphins Bills. So we're going to get right to it.
In Buffalo?
It is not. It's in Miami.
Okay,
start.
So then they're going to play Buffalo at Buffalo later.
Let me make sure I understand when that is. They will be in Buffalo right in week 9. So you never know.
Be cooling down.
Yeah, it could get a little bit you know, but they're at the Jets and at Cleveland to finish the season. So those are going to be
and if you look at who's good in the AFC, this is going to come down to an away, potentially, playoff game.
Sure.
And it's going to be cold in Cincy, Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo, New York.
Jordan Palmer here on the Rich Eisen Show. And the other headline, our colleagues at the Worldwide Leader in Sports, not to go negative here, but they had a bunch of quarterbacks anonymously vote on the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, and Josh Allen's name got spat out to be number one. What'd you think of that?
I saw it. I can't believe that.
I was kind of stunned too.
I can't believe that. I just feel like so often the media or the fans' perspective is just like very different than what the players really think. You know what I mean? Like you've seen that a ton, right? We're like, I can't believe that everybody says this. That's not even true. That one, I was like, really? The number one trash talker he was voted to. I believe that. but because he's hysterical, I mean, and just as witty and quick as
what
anybody.
Could possibly be overrated about
what
him,
is though? Overrated about him statistically? I mean, he does physical talent. Like it's not like he's just surrounded by everybody. You know,
it could be the fact that he does too much and he's not criticized for that in a way that maybe others are. But in terms of just his play, his level of play, he's overrated.
Basically, I don't have a good answer for you because like I saw that and I was like. Me and my partner, Mike, we work with him. I'm like,
what the hell, right?
That's a weird, is that accurate? Because if I send a text message out to like 25 quarterbacks right now, like, I just don't think that, I don't think they'd have him at one, you know, or on the list. So I was, there's some other names too. And it's just like, Josh is number one. That's crazy to me.
So yeah, just throw that one out is what you're saying.
I was just surprised by it. I don't have any nuggets on it. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Love it. A few minutes I have left with you here in studio, Jordan Palmer on the Rich Eisen Show. College football. We are just getting started. Who's on your radar screen or that you're working with that we should pay attention to, that you're interested in? I'll just give you the floor.
The big spotlight for me. My business has evolved to guys are just on annual retainers and it's a service business for the year round. So I've got over a dozen college clients and so But of the whether I'm working with him or not, I'm really, really interested to watch Bama this year. Jalen Milroe, spent a lot of time with him. But this staff, what they did with Michael Penix Jr.
Yes.
They're also, by the way, replacing Nick Saban, the greatest coach in college
football. I've heard of
him. Yeah. Like that, there's that dynamic. There's, you know, because it's college football, there's some new players. They lost some guys. They got some guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Bama. But I think watching Michael Penix Jr. like I did the last really 3 or 4 years, because I watched him in Indiana, and watch his game just level up each year, and then seeing a lot of the similarities in Jalen's game, the difference would be, even though I think Michael Penix Jr. ran like a 4.46 or something super fast, from my understanding, like Jalen might be like the fastest guy on the Bama team. Like it's a different level of speed. And so to be able to be in that system with this staff and the resources they have at Bama, you know, they're used to winning. Everybody there's a winner. Like the Sam Darnold comment, like
right.
The assistant equipment manager's used to winning at Bama. I'm very excited to see Jalen's growth over a really good last year, first year starting to this year.
The Texas quarterback situation is fascinating to me. Obviously, we had Sark on the other day, and he loves Quinn Ewers. And at some point, he said they'll put Arch in there.
Yeah,
and that's just an interesting quarterback room to keep an eye on there. Yeah. I'd imagine
Quinn Ewers is one of my favorite stories because he was really the first like famous NIL kid. Like he was the first person to kind of get thrown out there. He skipped his senior year. He went to Ohio State. He got, you know, paid or whatever the story was to go there. And then he was really, I think, in a tough spot not that long ago. And now, and he's got a mullet and all that stuff. He just seems like he's just like grown up a lot these last 2 years. He had a really good year last year. Very smart for him to go back again. I think so. Yeah. You're in a great situation, great team, great quarterback developer and Sark and the other coaching, the coaches they have around him there. Thought it was a smart move. And they got a chance to go all the way. You know what I mean? They did last year too, but I've loved watching the growth of Quinn Ewers, and I'm like everybody, I'm just fascinated to see what Arch ends up, you know, just to continue to follow his jersey. I've spent time with him on the field and I know his family well. I'm fired up to see him play, you know, under the lights.
Well, I mean, there is a path to go from Ohio State doesn't have room for you, and you go to the SEC. There's a great path
there is
to the NFL.
There is.
By the way, I'll take any chance I can to broadside Columbus, Ohio, any chance I can. So I appreciate that opportunity.
Yeah.
Speaking of my alma mater, what do you think the quarterback situation
are used to? Have
might
you got come
there?
Down from your high yet? Like,
oh no, I will never.
How long do you celebrate a national title as a fan?
I'm doing it now. Okay. Inside, you can't tell. I will do it forevermore.
Yeah.
So, greatest year of my life, brother.
Well, there's a lot of sports. Newness there.
There is. I know that.
Head coach to quarterback to all the. I mean, I'm sure they had a bunch of guys go to the league.
They did.
I think that's an interesting quarterback situation because you're not replacing you know, first round pick with another person that everyone's been waiting for him to be the next first round pick, right? That's not how it's happening. It's, you know, Alex Orji, who's got a chance to play, and played well and played meaningful snaps in games. They kind of used him last year, kind of like, if you remember Tim Tebow and Chris Leak, they kind of got the true freshman kid in there while the starter Chris Leak went to the national title.
Yes.
And then they've got a guy that I don't think many people really know about. I'm curious. Do you know Davis Warren? Do you know his story?
Not so much. I'm keen to hear about it.
So Davis Warren, you know, it's Michigan. They're going to kill some people. So either way, he's going to probably end up playing. But this is an interesting story to follow because I met him when through a dear friend of mine who passed away a few years ago, was a performance psychologist, Trevor Moad, connected me with this. I don't know if you know Trevor.
I do. I've heard of him. Yes, sir.
Connected me with Davis because he was going into his senior year and got leukemia and was told he was never going to play again and all the stuff the doctors tell you. And he was as locked in. I do a lot with the Jesse Reese Foundation. I've done a lot of hospital visits, a lot with pediatric cancer. And this dude was as probably locked in on taking that head on as I've ever been around. He goes to a grad school. I don't ever tell kids where to go, but if I need to put somebody in a radar, I do. I reached out to Harbaugh and I said, I got an unbelievable walk-on kid you got to look at. And he ended up going and walking on. He earned a scholarship a year or two ago. And sounds like he's in the mix and I'm going to probably get a chance to play at some point this year. And, you know, if that guy ends up being the guy, that's going to be... I don't know. How many stories have you heard like that?
Not many. And so you called Jim and you're like, hey, Jim, I got a kid for you.
It was a text, but yeah.
Okay. You texted him like, I got a kid for you to take a look at.
Yeah, from a walk-on perspective. And he was coming out of he's from LA and then he's going to grad school or prep school somewhere in the East Coast. I don't even remember.
Sure.
But he can rip it and he's locked in. And then I just think quarterbacks dealing with adversity is a huge piece, right? Overcoming all these things. And that's fine, right? Throwing a pick, losing the game, getting booed. That's adversity. Getting leukemia at 17 and losing your hair and losing your senior year of football, like that's adversity. So when you have that as context for tough times, I just don't think being down 14 in the fourth quarter is going to register as adversity. And I think that he's those types of kids. And again, I've done a lot of hospital visits, a lot of these kids, those types of people are set up to really take on adversity and they get real dangerous.
Jordan Palmer, you are the man. Thanks for coming in here. I really appreciate that.
Awesome.
And so again, thread performance.
Yeah.
Okay. For kids, or for 14 to 22 is what you say?
It's just, nobody's designed anything for athletes going through puberty and we've just built this product. It's super clean, for everything that athletes need. We've got energy, strength, and then, a daily meal.
Terrific.
Awesome.
Keep looking for my calls, man. You make me smarter. You make everybody smarter and you give us things to, you drop breadcrumbs that usually, you know, I shouldn't say dread. You drop seeds that usually grow and are proven correct. Thanks for the time. You're the
Appreciate
man. It. Everybody check out everything that Jordan Palmer does. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your calls. So much more as O'Shea Jackson Jr. is about to stroll in our studio, hour three.
Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started.
Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich, thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
The Lakers will be all right. I know you guys, I know, especially you. I know y'all waiting for us to fall, and yet y'all are just
waiting
in it, basking.
Where have you been the last 6 years?
I mean, what have y'all been doing over there in the East without LeBron? Nothing. That's cool.
I mean,
we'll be all right. As long as y'all don't win and we win, I'm good. As long as the Celtics don't win, hey,
you're not doing any winning for a Laker fan. You're not doing any winning either.
Look, man. All right. We'll stay at the house with me then. Chill out. You know what the best part about Godzilla King of the Monsters?
What is it?
We destroy Boston in the movie. We level it. Just level it. I love it. It's so many references. It's a Laker fan's dream, Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Oh, my gosh. Dodger fans, too, because obviously the Celtics standing in
the way. Yeah, and the Rams.
Patriots and Rams.
A Lakers, a so golden dragon.
Delusional Laker fan is my favorite. Is my favorite.
That's who's cool. What are you guys called? You Celtics.
I look, O'Shea, I'm here for your Boston hate. I'm here for it.
Oh, okay? Thank you.
Speaking of somebody who's from New York City and a diehard Yankee fan, right. I would take it in liquid form and inject it into my veins. But you really don't have much of a position right now to carp on a Celtic fan as a Laker fan. You just really are. You don't.
I mean,
have
are
position.
They winning championships?
No, I know that. But you don't have, like, you're out of position under the boards right now. You're reaching in. You're going over the top. I'm kind of calling the foul right now, and I'm sending you don't have much of a position.
I am a Los Angelino. I'm a Los Angeles Laker. A non-Laker fan will never see me sweat. I will die with the Golden Army. They will bury me at center court, and I will not let a Bostonian get under my skin.
Ah, yes. O'Shea coming back. Hour number three. Don't you dare miss it. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Game Time Tickets. Make sure that you get this mobile app on a mobile device near you right now and buy tickets. Football tickets are available. College football is absolutely up and at 'em. And also the fact that it's that time of year and you turn on the television set and you see how cool it looks to be at the games. Let Game Time take care of this for you. Game Time Picks is a new feature they have that filters out the fluff, shows you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time and searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, you toggle it, shows you your total up front, no surprise fees at checkout. Get a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy. That is the way Game Time takes the guesswork completely removed from buying your football tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH, you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. NFC West predictions coming up top of the third hour. Let us go to Jim in Lake Tahoe, California, everybody. It's not Lake Tahoe. You're on the California side calling in, huh? Of the beautiful spot?
Yeah, I'm on the North Shore now.
Okay. Oh, you mean when you first called in, you were in a different part of Lake Tahoe, is what you're saying?
Yeah, when I first moved here, I lived on the South Shore.
Very good. So, what's on your mind there in beautiful Lake Tahoe, Jim?
I want to do the Jets win-loss game.
Jets win-loss game. Are you a Jet fan in Lake Tahoe? Are you originally from the area, Jim?
I moved out here from Jersey. Used to have season tickets.
Okay. Oh. Very good.
I somehow cursed my kid into being a Jets fan.
Oh, boy. You know? Okay, Jim. Here we go. Okay, Jim. In Lake Tahoe. What happens when the Jets open the season on the first Monday night in San Francisco?
we are winning, because I don't want to hear it from any of my friends here because they're all Niners fans.
Oh, yeah, I know. You are in Niners country, pal. All right. At the Titans, week two.
Against the Titans like everyone else is, but that's a win.
2-0, home for the Patriots on a Thursday night.
We are sweeping the Patriots this year. Sorry, B-Man.
B-Man, I love it. 3-0, home for the Broncos.
First off, we have to sit ADT for this game. I don't want to play in another Broncos game, but that's a win.
You're referring to, Breece Hall went down with a knee injury. Elijah Vera Tucker popped his pec, and that was the end of the Jets season a couple of years ago in Denver. So you're saying the Jets are 4-0, walking into London at 4-0, taking on the Vikings and Sam Darnold.
I don't know how we're going to do the time change. We're not good travelers to the other way. I'll give that a loss.
Okay, 4-1 back at home against the Bills on a Monday night.
We'll beat the Bills at home.
5-1 at the Steelers on a Sunday night.
That's a win.
6-1, you say they're at the Patriots, they sweep them. 7-1, home for the Texans on a Thursday night.
I think that might be a loss.
7-2 at the Cardinals.
That's a win, and I'm hoping to go to that game.
8-2, home for the Colts on a Sunday night.
Win.
9-2 into the bye. Coming out of the bye, home for the Seahawks.
Win.
10-2 at the Dolphins.
I think we are going to lose at the Dolphins game.
10-3 at the Jaguars.
I think that's a win.
11-3, home for the Rams.
That'll be tough. That might be a loss.
11-4 at the Bills.
Bills.
So is that a yes, or is that a win or a loss?
Loss.
Okay, 11-5, home for the Dolphins.
That's the win.
12-5. Jim in Lake Tahoe. Okay, man. Very good.
And this
I'm
is
trying the, not to be as excited as last season.
Okay.
But
very good.
And this is the New York Jets he's talking about.
That's what he's talking about, the New York Jets.
Just want to make sure I got that.
Be careful. Don't talk to a man in Lake Tahoe like that. He might take you out for a little fishing trip.
Hey, I was just going to say.
My name ain't Fredo, dog.
Which side of the lake is he on?
Godfather Part 2 has been out forever.
I mean, yeah.
Thanks to the call, Jim.
We're well past that.
You knew I was going to make a Godfather 2 reference when it comes to Lake Tahoe.
Because I was laughing.
You have to.
That, of course.
Frank Pantangeli, somewhere around there, getting a little drunk, waiting to speak to Mikey.
Waiting to speak to Mikey.
The old man had too much wine.
The old man had too much wine.
One of my favorite lines.
Mike, you're not going to hit that line? We got to hit. Got to hit him now.
But that's what the Jets are thinking.
But that didn't. That took place in New York.
Jet fans are just so optimistic.
Yeah, how's that worked out for you in the past?
I mean, last year was just the worst, man.
Let's get them all. Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
Truly was. By the way, I will be in the booth, and I just want to say this.
Yeah,
for you Vikings fans out there.
Some people miss that.
I just want to say I will be in the booth for Jets Vikings.
Yeah.
Okay, I will be calling that game with Kurt Warner on NFL Network, and then I'm sticking around in London for the next week, calling Jacksonville and Caleb Williams and the Bears.
Is that when we come out and join you the next week?
No, you may come and join me in Munich.
Oh,
I'll be calling that game.
We can
Giants and Panthers, and we're cultivating capers.
Oh,
I just will say this to you Vikings fans. I know we talk about the Jets here a lot, and I know I talk about how I grew up a Jet fan and things of that nature. You guys can attest. What do I want more when I call a game? Do I want to see a particular team win, or do I want to see this thing come down to the fourth quarter and be the greatest game that I could possibly call?
What a great game.
Please.
The second one.
Would I sell my soul for that?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you for confirming that.
I can feel it.
I can feel it. I'm looking very much forward to. By the way, Tottenham is an incredible place to call a game as well.
I don't want you to sell your soul, though.
I would sell my soul for a close finish.
Yeah.
Which I did for Christmas Eve, and look what happened.
It was terrible.
Very good. Very good. We're still here on.
I got excited. Sorry about the music.
No, you just. It's okay. Don't pay attention.
Sorry.
Is he trigger finger?
Got a little excited. Rich was like talking about.
No, I'm just Christmas. Talking about calling games. That's calling great. Games. All calling right. games.
So you starting? You in QB13? Just QB13. Okay.
We will be two in London, one in Germany.
Nice.
That's what we got. And then one here, I believe, 3 days after Christmas. NFL Network has the middle game of a triple header that right around the college football playoff games that are on that Saturday. Dude, once the college football playoffs start, it's basically football almost truly every day of the week. I just think Christmas Eve, there's no game.
Yeah, there's no Tuesday NFL
There's two games on Netflix.
Year,
right? Yeah, we need a little break.
Yeah, there's no Tuesday game.
And then I believe, let me get this correct.
There's here. An NFL game every day of the week this year, except Tuesday.
And then I believe, hold on a minute, the Thursday game is currently slated for Seattle at Chicago. And then I believe there will be games on Saturday, college football playoff games throughout, just nonstop.
Yeah, college football playoff games. The first round is Friday, the 20th of December, and then three games on Saturday, the 21st.
Oh, my God, I cannot wait for all of that.
Yeah.
Especially since at that point in time, by then, I do believe Hasbro will be moved in across the street.
We can only hope.
The semifinals are on Thursday and Friday, the 9th and 10th of January.
Can you please move that forklift for me, Mike?
I'm going.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me
safe bet.
If you said two last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. Come react or overreact with us. This one makes it much easier. Very so cool. Thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen.